Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to a peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. That's ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Bro, so I had this like crazy thought, right?
Yeah.
I was thinking like, technology is getting so much more advanced, especially the internet, right?
Yeah.
And the more and more information we give to, let's say, the servers, or let's say the AI that kind of studies the way we do things on the internet, eventually it's going to become predictable. You know what I mean?
Like the stuff that we do?
The stuff that we do.
Yo, I've been hearing something about that. Because, yo, like do you know how, like, when you go on a website and they have the CAPTCHA?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The CAPTCHA? Yeah, so basically what they're saying is that the robots, the AIs, they're getting more used to our options and our CAPTCHAs and all that stuff. So they can put all the answers in and act like they're human.
No way. So it doesn't even work no more?
Yeah, yo, the CAPTCHA is not working anymore. So basically, like, every few years,
they
have to reinvent the CAPTCHA.
Yo, that's crazy. What the fuck?
Yo, because if you see it now, it's different now. The CAPTCHAs, are they're not the same.
And a lot of them is like the picture too.
Yeah, the pictures.
It has to be the picture.
But yo, they're saying that the robots, they know the pictures now.
That's fucked.
That's what I'm saying.
That's fucked. Because if you bag it, like, you know what, Akinator, that game? It's like the genie. You put a name of a celebrity and then you try and like make the genie guess who it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So if, because the way that works.
I don't even know how that works.
The way that works is it answers questions, right? So it's like, is he from this area? Or does he have blue hair, blonde hair, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And with all of those answers, it kind of predicts like, okay, it narrows down.
Yeah.
And it predicts who you pick. So I'm thinking, we've been on the internet for almost our whole lives now.
That's what I'm saying.
Literally like over 20 years, like shit, bro. Over 20 years. Our whole life we had the internet. So imagine if it can predict our lives already.
Yo, I wouldn't be surprised if you can do that, bro.
I wouldn't
be surprised at all.
You know Winter Soldier?
Oh, Captain America?
Yeah. There was this thing called Zola's like algorithm. You remember that?
Nah, I didn't watch a movie.
Okay, so
I know about it though.
So in the movie, there was this thing called Zola's algorithm. And pretty much what it would do would kind of like predict how a person would react to like a new world order.
Yeah.
So let's say the government wanted to attack them. It knows exactly who would be a threat.
Who would be the threat to?
Yeah. Because think about how many times you search something up. Like every day.
That's the thing. Every day you're searching up something.
Almost like, let's say you have like 100 searches a day.
Yeah.
And over time, that's collected in the database. And no matter what.
And they can definitely track all of that, man.
Yeah. And then let's say this AI is so advanced. After how many years? Let's say 50 years into the future.
Yeah.
Bro, it already knows like, okay, he searched up how to make Cinnabons this day. He's going to search up how to drive stick in the next day. You know what I mean? Like subconsciously, because we don't really take in our subconscious kind of thinking when we search things, right?
Yeah.
We just do it.
Yeah, we just do it and just not think about it.
Yeah, we just do it and not think about it. I think there's a way like the AI or whatever computer generation can predict what we're going to do. It can like see, okay, he's probably gonna go down this path eventually. Cause like, look at YouTube, bro. Or TikTok.
Yeah.
Look at TikTok. That's exactly how TikTok works with the algorithm.
No, it's actually so true, because like sometimes like I'll be thinking about something.
Yeah.
After it'll just randomly appear. I'm like, yo, how's that? Like, how does it know that I was probably gonna search something like that?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
All the time.
And you know how when you're scrolling on TikTok and all of a sudden it's exactly like perfect content.
Yeah, yo, it's like, no, I know exactly right? What you mean. I know exactly
like
what you mean.
It keeps you on there. And that's its job, right? Its job is to like keep you on the app.
Yeah.
So you're scrolling. It's like, it's perfectly meant for you to see because it knows your likes. It knows your dislikes. It knows like your age, everything. It probably knows I'm Filipino, fam. Like, realistically.
And yo, if you think about, imagine that, but like 10 years in the future. Imagine like 10 years of them collecting like our tendencies and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yo, at one point, they're going to be able to make like real human AIs.
Yo, that's so true, that, though.
Because I feel like right now, this is like the testing stage of how to create a human.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine like 10 years.
You watch Blade Runner, right?
Yeah, Blade Runner, yeah.
Just like in Blade Runner, right? Those, the replicants?
Yeah, they are the replicants.
Bro, and then the replicants themselves don't even know they're robots.
See, yo, no, I'm telling you, I feel like that can actually become true, man.
Because that's kind of like the simulation, too. Like, they don't even know they're in the simulation. The robots themselves don't even know they're robots. I feel like we can get to that stage because, shit, we almost have everything, right?
Yeah.
What are we really missing? We're just missing the AI component. But I feel like we're missing that not because they can't do it, because they don't want to, because of the dangers.
Yo.
Right?
Yeah.
Because once we figure it out, we're fucked.
That's what I'm saying. Once we figure it out, we're basically just done.
Bro, like, what do you think? What would you do in a, like, robot apocalypse?
Yo, there's not much you
there's
can do.
There's not much you can do, right?
Because, yo, when it gets to that point where there's a robot apocalypse, they're going to be smarter than us.
Yeah.
They're going to know what we're going to do.
That's what's, yeah, that's so crazy, right?
So what are you supposed to do?
Like, you know how Iron Man can predict your movements?
Yeah.
He can scan your fight sequence.
Yo, it's basically like he has a sharding gun.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much what it is. Bro, and then, fam, I think eventually, if these replicants or these, like, humanoid creatures come out, they're going to be the master race. It's not going to be us.
Yo, I can't even lie. I would actually want a replicate of me, bro.
You would want one?
That would be pretty cool. Yo, like, imagine, like, you have, like, your own twin, and, like, he thinks the exact same as you.
That would be sick.
Imagine vibing out with that every day.
Or you just send it to, like, do your work.
That's what I'm saying. Yo, it goes to work for me.
Yo, but then it gets dark. What if it's, like, how come he gets to live like this? How come I have to do the work?
Oh, yo, imagine it's like that, but it's like a competition now.
Oh, shit.
Of like, who gets to be like the real me?
Yo. And then like tries to kill you and shit.
Yeah, imagine that.
See, that's exactly the path it would go down, though. You know what I mean?
Yo, that can be a sick movie, though.
Yeah, it would be sick. It would be sick. Because I forgot what movie it was. I think it's called Her.
Her.
It's this guy. It's Joaquin Phoenix. He played in the movie. It's this guy, he falls in love with like an AI. It's like Siri, but the AI is in a computer. It's in like television. It's like the everything in your whole media,
yeah,
the AI is attached to. Okay. So like you can communicate with it, whatever, right? And the AI is so smart, it can like have real conversations, almost just like you're talking to me.
Yeah.
And he falls in love with the AI,
bro.
With the AI. And what's crazy is the AI is available to everybody else in the public.
Uh-huh.
So multiple people fall in love with their AI. Multiple people fall in love with their AI, and then all of a sudden their AI becomes like super intelligent. They're like, okay, I'm transcending now. And then they go off into like some next like place.
Bro, I can't even like, I feel like that's so far. Like I can't even like imagine that, man.
Yeah. Cause look. I think AI would be able to find the secrets of the world before us.
Before really? You think so?
Because think about it, right? We can't remember everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
A human, we have to write things down to remember.
Yeah. And after like over time, like it gets like foggy and all that. And like it's stuff changes.
Exactly, right?
Like the more you write it down and all
everything
that.
Everything we know is from what's written.
Yeah.
Right? Like the, for example, the pyramids.
Exactly, yeah.
Because we can't create the pyramids today. To this day, we don't know how. With our technology, we can't recreate the pyramids how they did. The bricks are as big as this room type shit, bro.
Nah, yeah, that's true.
And scientists still can't understand like how they made that. And what's crazy is there's no proof. Nobody writ down how they did it.
That's what I'm saying, dude. There's no proof. There's no pictures.
Mm-hmm.
There's literally nothing.
And that's kind of like
it's all theory.
Yeah. That's kind of the human disadvantage, right?
Yeah.
Yo, bro, there's this theory I heard though. So there's this theory that the reason we don't have any proof or any kind of solid evidence of how the pyramids were made was because the ancient civilizations were way more advanced and they were ecocentric.
Wait, so, what does that mean?
So they didn't produce any non-biodegradable waste. So all of the proof would have just like disintegrated.
It would just disintegrated.
Yeah.
Damn, bro. Right?
Because if you were that like advanced,
yeah,
and you were conscious of the earth, right? They would know sustainability is like key.
Yeah, that's the key to keeping the Earth.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we didn't do. We're only realizing that now. But we're, yo, think about it. We're doing that now. So maybe they were already ahead of us. They figured that out before.
Yeah.
And everything they made now, like let's say they have technology like a computer, a mic, phones, right?
Yeah.
They would make their shit sustainable so that it wouldn't produce waste and destroy the Earth. So maybe that's why there's no like remnants of all that shit. There's
no evidence of all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, but yo, do you know what I heard about like the pyramids and like the Sphinx?
What?
So do you know what the Sphinx is, right?
Yeah.
So they're saying in the middle of the Sphinx, there's a door.
There's a door there?
Yeah, like so like in the middle of like his hands.
Yeah.
There's supposed to be a door right in the middle.
Oh shit. Well, what and opens in?
They're saying like humans can't open it. There has to be another like being that opens it.
Nah.
And apparently, like that door is a gate to another world or like another dimension.
Yo,
but we can't open it.
Yo, it's crazy because like I talked about this with Gavin too.
Yeah,
the Egyptians talked about how there were these cat beings, right?
Yeah.
These extraterrestrials that had the face of a cat.
Yeah,
which is why you see the Sphinx.
Yeah, and it's like
a humanoid cat. Yeah,
and you even see in the hieroglyphics. They praise the cat or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, bro.
That's what I'm seeing.
And I believe there was this one god that it was present in so many different areas of the world. So there was this god that was half fish, half man.
Uh-huh.
Right? This same god is present in Hinduism and ancient civilizations in Egypt.
Yeah.
And in South America. A similar like hieroglyphics or similar statues of this human half fish.
And they all have it.
They all have it. So how did they all come up with that same like idea? Right? I mean,
yeah, and yo, if you think about all civilizations, they're so far away from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So how can they even like relay that to each other?
Yeah.
And then like back in those days.
And then thinking back now, it's like mermaids and shit too, right? Human half fish, right? So all these stories come up, but we just brush it aside, right? We just think like, okay, it was probably just something creative they thought of. But if so many different colonies, so many different civilizations had the same idea, there has to be some truth somewhere.
That's like what I said on the other episode with the pyramids. Mm-hmm. Of how like they found pyramids in Antarctica.
Yeah.
And apparently there's one in Alaska too.
Mm-hmm.
And like the one in Egypt.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, how does that even connect?
And what's crazy is that shape of the pyramid, it's the strongest structure. It's the strongest structure, right? I think, what's his name? Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
He was the one that discovered, like, there's certain frequency with a pyramid. And it gives, like, off energy. That's why you see...
Yo, it's probably because of the point.
The point. Bro, okay. You know those... I think it's called the obelisk.
Wait, what is that?
So, it's pretty much kind of like a... It looks like the shape of a pencil.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a tower. You know the Pentagon? Tall thing?
Yeah. You're talking about the Washington Monument, right?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
So, apparently, that shape is called an obelisk, right? Yeah. And the obelisk is present in a lot of ancient Egyptian kind of like relics, right?
Yeah.
And it's even present in a lot of crystals. Like, if you want to buy like crystals like this shit.
Mm-hmm.
The astrology shorties, they'll buy it in the shape of an obelisk because supposedly it holds more power in that shape. And supposedly this shape is supposed to, this is, but it's supposed to worship this like sun god, right?
Oh.
And this sun god was portrayed as an obelisk. And what's fucked is there's theories that this sun god is also linked to stories of like Satan and freaking the devil and shit.
No.
Like, this is kind of like, I learned about this a long time ago, so I'm a little bit rough on it, but I remember exactly like...
All because of that shape?
Because of that shape. And then the more you look around, like, you start to see similarities and things
of that shape,
right? Why that shape?
Yo, I was just about to ask that. Because, yo, imagine that was like in the pyramid or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or in like all these like ancient artifacts that we see, all that.
Yeah, you know what? We don't even know what's. Do they know exactly what's in the pyramid?
I don't think so. I don't think we even been in the pyramids.
Nah, they've been.
They've been.
Yeah, they've been in, but I don't think they discovered like or they looked through everything.
I'm saying because there has to be more. Like, there's probably stuff underneath, like underground and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you know what's even crazier? Like, we have to bag where the where Egypt is. That whole place is covered in sand.
Yeah.
So what if like a whole different colony, or whole different civilization, a whole different city,
is
just buried underneath all of that sand, bro? That's why we can't get to it.
Yo, because you know what I heard? I heard that area that used to be green before. Like, it wasn't all sand. So if it was green, like, there had to be like some sort of like civilization there.
Bro, wait.
There
wait.
Has to be some sort of like ancient life there. Like, even before like the ancient Egyptians.
Yo.
There has to be something like before that.
Damn. Okay. Going back to the theory of like biodegradable shit.
Yeah.
Like they were so advanced, they would have no waste.
Yeah.
Bam. What if you said it was green before, right?
Yeah.
What if all of that sand is from the structures they made and that's their waste, is that sand? Right? Yo, because that would make sense. That doesn't make sense. Because where did the sand come from?
That's okay. Where's that sand coming from? Where's that coming from, bro?
And that's like, is that the only place like a desert? Like, no. Definitely not.
Yeah,
there's definitely other places in the world like that.
Like, there's other places, but like not to that extent.
Not to that extent, like, exactly.
Definitely not to that extent.
So what if, yo? Because I remember seeing this, like, this was like a crazy YouTube video. I don't even know if this one's true, but they found like there's this whole crevice closed off in the middle of Nevada. And it held like government secrets and shit. And apparently, I don't know if this one's true. Apparently, they had hieroglyphics there. Like
in Nevada?
Egyptian hieroglyphics in Nevada. In America, bro. No,
that's suspect. That's suspect,
right?
That's suspect. And think about, that's like the same terrain as Egypt, bro.
Bro, okay. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
Elon Musk. So Elon Musk's parents, right? His mother wrote about this civilization or this like place she visited before. Damn, I forgot the name of it. But apparently it was like a lost city.
Yeah.
It was a lost city in America and they were trying to look for it. So Elon Musk may know where that place is.
Yo,
because his parents knew. His parents knew.
Yo, honestly, I don't think Elon Musk is human.
Yo, I don't think so either, bro.
I don't think he's human, bro. I feel like he's dead. He's so advanced from us.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying that what's his like satellite thing called?
Starlink.
Mm-hmm. Like they're saying like Starlink is his family like communicating from him from like another planet.
What? Oh, like he's an alien and is trying to contact?
Yeah, he's basically like, is basically that Starlink is like his communication for them.
Damn, what the f***? Yo, no, Elon Musk is like really...
Because, yo, he's different, man.
He's so different.
He's different.
And what boggles my mind is like, imagine if there were more of him. How advanced like our world would be, or how advanced our society would be.
Yo, imagine there's people like him, but like, as our leaders.
Yeah.
Like running countries and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we would be way more advanced than what we are right now.
How come inventors like him never ran for president?
I think people were just scared, man. The government, like, they don't want to give him that power. Because,
mm-hmm.
yo, they know if he were to be president.
Yo. Everybody have like VR and
that's
shit.
What I'm saying.
Yo, imagine we were all in quarantine, but we all had VR. It wouldn't even have been that bad.
Yeah, it wouldn't be. imagine if they recreated the whole world, but in VR.
Yo, they're planning to do that,
They actually?
They're planning to do that. There's this company that's trying to do it, and they're selling off, like, land in their virtual, like, in their virtual world.
Oh, in the virtual world?
Yeah. So a lot of like, NFT investors are looking into it.
Yeah.
Because imagine, like, you buy, let's say, part of Egypt, or you buy part of, like, freaking Niagara Falls, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, really high status areas eventually is going to go up in value. When everybody's down there... When everybody like joins the game, you pick it up early and then you're like a pioneer. That shit cost what? Like $100 then? It could probably cost like $150,000 now. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like investing. It's like investing in land.
But in VR.
In VR, yeah.
Damn, yo, they actually have that?
Yeah, but it's hard to say like if we're all going to hop on it.
Yo, but honestly, I feel like that's something I'll invest in.
Yeah?
I'm telling you.
But it's hard to say like, what if somebody else makes another one? I mean,
oh yeah, that's true. Someone can just make another one.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, cause think about social media.
Mm-hmm.
There was Friendster, there was Rickin. What was the other one before? MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace.
And then Facebook came out. MySpace and Facebook were like almost exact same shit.
MySpace has died.
MySpace has died, and then Facebook is dying. It went to Instagram. You know what I mean? And I feel like Instagram's dying a little bit and it's going to like TikTok.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say like What do you think the future of social media is then?
The future of social media?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, it's kind of hard because like now I feel like they're trying to like ban so much content. Like they're starting to like get rid of like so much content, but like free speech stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like free speech on social media is kind of dying down now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like I'm not sure if it's going to be like crucial to our future.
Yeah. You ever heard about Bill C-10?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
I told you about this, yeah, right? Yeah,
You told me about that.
Fam.
Bill, man.
Bill C-10 is like a bill they're making in Ontario. No, in Canada.
In Canada. Yo, the whole Canada, man.
All of Canada. It's in someone else's words, it was an attack on free speech. They're pretty much censoring the internet. They're making it able for the government to suppress anything they deem as like false information. I mean, or yeah, something they don't want to see posted on. So let's say somebody makes a conspiracy theory, right?
Yeah.
Yo, if we that's us, bro. Someone makes a conspiracy theory about Canada or whatever. It's kind of like what they're doing in China, right?
Oh,
they're censoring all that shit. So maybe what if there's some truth to something, right?
Here's the thing. Like whenever we say a theory,
yeah,
like, we're just saying that it's a theory. We're not saying that it's completely true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're just saying it's a theory.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So like, that, like I don't know why they have like they would have a problem with that.
No, that's the thing. I feel like, bro. Okay, am I wrong? We're moving into a totalitarian type of government now.
Yeah, we are.
It's becoming very like Orwellian. You know what I mean, Orwell, bro. It's kind of obvious. Like this is kind of dangerous to say, but like it's kind of obvious we're moving in that direction. Look, took away the guns. They're banning airsoft guns, bro.
Yeah, well, yo, why airsoft guns?
Why are they banning airsoft guns?
Why airsoft?
Fam, that's the first thing they would take away. To keep the people from fighting back. That's why the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms in America, is because, so if the government ever like becomes a tyrannical government, where they take over everything and then take away their rights,
They'll be able to fight back. But yeah.
But we don't have that here. They're banning airsoft. Why airsoft guns?
What's that doing?
Why are they banning airsoft? It's a toy, bro.
I don't see.
It's a toy.
It's a toy.
You know why? It's because it looks like guns, bro.
But it doesn't do the same damage.
But maybe like they just want to eliminate everything. Fam, we're losing more and more freedoms every day. But nobody really bags that, right?
I know.
Nobody really takes that in. It's kind of sad, but that's just like what we're living in, I know, bro.
That's just like how it is, man. I was on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I've been watching. Have you ever watched professional slap fighting?
Professional slap fighting?
Yeah.
Nah.
You never watched professional slap fighting?
Oh, like the slap, the really hard slap and then like knocks him out.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
I've been watching that so much. Yeah. It's like when like two people are standing next to each other.
Yeah.
That's like they do the charge up, they're like, one.
Oh yeah, two. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yo, I thought I was the only person that watched that.
No, I think Logan Paul was on.
Oh, he was gonna do it before.
He was gonna do it before. But what happened was he brought this guy to his house.
Yeah.
And then as like a practice, he did it to a professional one.
A professional person.
Yeah. He slapped him, knocked him out first slap. Boom.
Damn, bro.
Knocked him out. Logan Paul was supposed to go to Russia for this like competition, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, I knocked this guy out. So what if like I go to Russia and I knock somebody out and he doesn't wake up?
Wait. So Logan Paul, he's the one who knocked him out?
Yeah.
The other guy?
Logan Paul knocked him out.
Oh, I thought it was the other way around.
No. Okay, he knocked him out. He's strong though.
Damn, bro.
This guy's strong, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm getting the vibes of Japan.
Uh-huh.
You know when he went to Japan,
the forest.
Something might happen, you know what I mean? And then he'll get canceled. He's like, okay, I'm not going
to
go.
Yo, but there's no way he's going to do that to Death Slap, fam. Yo, you don't know about Death Slap.
Who's Death Slap?
Death Slap? One of the best slappers of all time, man. He's actually the slapping goat.
You actually know like slapper names?
That's the only one I...
Yo, you know what's fun? I forgot the name of it. It's like... It's kind of like a WWE organization, but they use glass and they use like light bulbs and shit, bro.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm gonna show you. It's crazy, bro. So they pretty much use like, you know, those tube light bulbs.
Yeah.
It's wrestling, but with that. And then everybody's bleeding.
On glass?
Yeah. They're wrestling on glass. They're wrestling on all that shit. So it's called CZW, JCW. They're like different like organizations.
Oh,
they all use these like... the fluorescent glass tubes.
Oh,
And they fight with each other, bro.
Yo, that looks sick.
And then, like, they're bleeding and shit. Their back is, like, poked and everything. Bro, it's mad. Fuck, they don't want to show. Oh, here. So, look at the floor of that.
Yo, he's falling on that?
He's falling on that, bro.
He's falling on that, bro.
See how bloody they are? This doesn't show how bad it is, but if you search up, like, one of the matches, it gets crazy, man.
Bro, who's trying to fall on that?
No, look.
That's messed up. That's all glass.
That's all glass. Look at his face.
Nah, chill.
Right?
Chill, bro.
Bro, and then... It's like, it's fake though. That's the thing.
I know. I was about to ask that because like you said, like it was by the same people who made like WWE, right?
It's not the same people, but it's still wrestling. Oh, so wrestling as we know is fake.
Yeah.
Wrestling as we know is fake, but they're still getting real blood.
Yeah.
Still getting real like shards of glass in them. It's messed up, bro.
Yo, do you know what reminds me of?
What?
Yo, remember like those Guinness were like world record books?
Yeah.
After, I remember this one, it was like this monk and he like, he'll be like running, like, there'll be a whole bunch of glass on the floor and like he'll be running through that.
Damn, like nothing. Barefoot?
Yeah, barefoot.
Damn, what the
hell? Yo, cause like apparently like monks, like when they get to like a certain certain type of enlightenment,
yeah,
there's certain stuff that they don't feel and there's certain stuff that they do feel.
Yeah.
So it's like they can like take pain away kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like just off using their mind.
They have full control of their body. They can like numb their arm if they want to. They can like numb their leg. They can freaking bring consciousness into a different part of their body.
Bro, imagine being able to do that. Like imagine not being able to feel pain anymore.
Damn.
Like think about all the stuff you can do.
But at the same time, it's like you're numb though. You know what I mean? Then you lose feeling. Then
That's true.
But it would be cool if like you can feel relaxed all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what monks are. They're always relaxed and shit.
They're always relaxed.
No matter what situation, you put them in like war, they'll be chill.
Yo, did I tell you about the time where I forgot how to move?
What? What do you mean you forgot how to move?
I didn't tell you about that?
Nah, bro.
Okay. So like this is what happened. So normally when I'm at home,
yeah,
I'm always thinking like a lot about stuff. I'm always thinking a lot.
Yeah.
So I remember one time I was standing up in front of my TV.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like thinking like, I'm like, yo, how does our brain make our body move?
Yeah.
So I was there thinking about it for like a nice good 5 minutes. I'm like, yo. How do we do this?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I just couldn't move anymore because I didn't know how to do it.
Bro.
I didn't know how to do it anymore. I forgot how to move. Like, I was standing there this motionless. I'm like, yo.
I'm like
I'm standing there motionless trying to move my legs. And I literally couldn't.
You like shut everything off.
Basically, fam.
Damn.
And I just forgot. And the thing is, yo, that happened to me multiple times. Like, it wasn't just a one-time thing.
What do you do, bro? Like, what are you thinking about?
Bro, I was thinking about, like, cells. I was thinking about, like, muscles and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, I was thinking about, like, neurons and all that. I'm like, yo, how does our brain make our body move?
Yo, if you really...
I just forgot.
Because I feel like people don't even think...
Move.
Yeah, people don't even think that deep, eh?
Uh-huh.
Like, nobody really sits down on a regular day. You're not sitting down and thinking, like, everything I feel is through my brain.
Yeah.
My brain is, like, is literally just it matter literally does together. Everything was. Freaking neurons moving. It's crazy to think like we're just our brain. Like our body is just our brain.
It's literally just our brain.
We're just our brain. We're not even
I'm blowing my mind. I mean? See, like imagine thinking about that, but going even deeper, and then you just forget how to move.
Yeah, we're gonna blow my mind in here, bro.
Because yo, like that was only the tip of the iceberg of what I was thinking about.
Yeah,
like I was going like deep in.
That's scary though.
I was going deep.
That's scary because I know people can forget, like, I heard if people go on a really bad trip on psychedelics,
yeah,
they can forget their name, they can forget who they are and shit.
Damn, bro.
Like, they'll like, miss everything on in their brain. Like, they'll lose that chunk of them.
And it'll just be lost forever?
Yeah. And then, like, they'll have to do something like therapy to get it back.
To get it back.
Yeah.
That's kind of like when people, like, go into a coma.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they literally forget, like, the rest of their life. Like, the rest of their life before it.
That's scary.
That's what happened to some people.
That's so scary.
But, yo, I saw this thing where this guy went into a coma. Mm-hmm. After when he woke up, he knew, like, every language.
Damn.
Yeah. What the hell? Like, he knew every language, like, fluently.
The frick? But how?
That's what I'm saying.
But how?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
So, like, yo, imagine if we really know everything, like, somehow.
Yo, that's like...
Okay, like, imagine if, like... If like I had all the memories of everybody that came before me, but it's somewhere deep in my brain.
Oh, like freaking reincarnation?
kind of, like that.
Yo. Yeah, because you would learn so many different things throughout your past lives.
Yeah.
That's what they say, you know, an old soul, the term old soul?
Nah.
So the term old soul is that, let's say you like a lot of old shit.
Yeah.
Or like you have a taste for a lot of different things. Supposedly, someone would call me like an old soul because I like all these different things.
Yeah.
Being an old soul means that you lived multiple lives and you've been here a long time already.
Yeah.
So you kind of like know everything. And that's why you have appreciation for all these old shit. And you're not like so present.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yo, you're definitely like that.
I don't know, bro.
I feel like you're definitely like that.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm like that too.
Mm-hmm.
But like for stuff like even older.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bro, maybe there's some truth to it.
There has to be.
Yo, so you haven't watched Project X yet?
No, I haven't.
Bro, that's literally the high school classic. Everybody has to watch Project X, man.
Where do you find it on?
It's not on Netflix?
No. I tried to find it on Netflix, but I couldn't.
Bro, you can use NordVPN and you can change your country so that you can access the European Netflix. I think it's on the Ireland country.
Oh, for real? So I'll just switch it.
Yeah.
Switch my location. They can do that?
Yeah, you can do that, bro.
Yo, so that's the service where you can switch your locations. So say I'm in Canada, right?
Yeah.
I can switch it to Ireland, Japan, stuff like that?
Yeah, bro. And then it's the same service people use to like protect themselves when they're traveling, to protect themselves from like hackers.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, number one problem with like using public internet is like hackers.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Okay, but yo, is it fast though? Because I know a lot of VPNs are really slow.
Bro, this is the fastest VPN in our country.
No way.
Yeah.
Okay, so now there's this movie I wanted to watch. Have you seen The Last Samurai?
Yeah, yeah, I seen it.
Damn, I haven't watched it because it's not on Canada Netflix. I can watch it now?
Yeah, bro. So NordVPN has access to 59 countries.
Holy.
So you can change it to any of those locations and you can access Netflix from any of those countries.
Damn. Okay. Right as soon as I get home, I'm watching it.
Shout out to our sponsor, NordVPN. If you guys want to get in on a deal, use code JUMPERS. Link in the description. You guys get
a 2-year plan with a bonus and a huge discount. And there's a 30-day money back guarantee if NordVPN isn't for you. So make sure to use code JUMPERS. The link will be down in the description. Go click it.
You ever heard about the law of correspondence?
No, I haven't heard of that.
So the law of correspondence says that everything we feel internally affects out. So everything we feel internal affects external. So let's say you're having a really shitty day,
mm-hmm.
right? Let's say you're feeling really, really bad about yourself. Your experiences externally
mm-hmm.
will translate that same energy.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So let's say you wake up on the wrong side of the bed and then you feel like, oh, I'm going to have a really shit day today. You know what I mean?
Yeah. More times you are, probably are.
Yeah. More times. If you think like that, you will. So there's this thing called the law of correspondence. And it states that if you feel a certain way on the inside,
mm.
the outside will reflect exactly that. So if you feel really good, if you want to like have a really great day,
yeah,
just think about having a great day and you'll have a great one.
No, that's so true.
Right?
That's actually so true, man.
Even just thinking about like personal experience.
Yeah.
Just think about personal experience. Like anytime you had a good time, you're thinking about having a good time.
Yeah, you're thinking about it.
Right?
Actually, like anytime when like I had like there was something bad will happen to me, I'll be like, oh, this is always going to happen. Then it's always going to happen if I say it like that.
Yeah. Yo, I feel like, you know when you try to sleep sometimes and then you think about, oh, I really have to sleep and then you can't sleep because you're thinking about it? Yeah. I feel like there's something like that where it's, if you think too hard and you're not living in the present, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So let's say you're trying to fall asleep and you say to yourself, I need to fall asleep.
You're never going to fall asleep,
right? So if you do the same thing like, I need to do this. You're going to go out there and do it, but it's not going to be fun. It's going to be like you're on manual. It's just like breathing. Yo, you know, like when you go manual breathing.
Yo, I'm thinking about breathing right now, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
The same thing with blinking too.
Yeah. So when you think about that shit, then you're like thinking about it and you do it. You have to do it manually.
Damn, bro. Now I'm thinking about it, bro. I can't breathe normally right now.
You know what I mean though, right? Because like, I think there's some... Bro, why is it like that? Why are our human bodies so like weird like that? Where you just say something and it triggers us to make it happen. Because like, you know when you have to like touch something, you don't think about it, you just do it.
Yeah, yeah, you just touch it.
You just go like that.
You don't think about it. But, mm-hmm. but like if I were to think about touching like this board,
mm-hmm.
like it's going to make me want to touch it more.
Yeah. Yo, you know what? I think I heard this theory, right? That if you ever want to fuck up somebody's game, like, whether it be in sports, whether it be in like something they're trying to do, something they're very skilled at.
Yeah.
Some one way to throw them off is to ask them, how are you able to do it?
Yo, I swear that's what Kobe does.
Yeah.
Cause I know like Kobe, yo, he's one of the best, best people at playing those mind games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Michael Jordan. Yeah, yeah. He was known for talking shit to people.
Yeah.
And he's the greatest all time.
Exactly.
He's the greatest all time. Not LeBron.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he was known for talking shit. So maybe what made him great was being able to throw his enemies down.
Yeah, but like mentally.
Mentally.
Yo, I remember Jordan, he used to tell people what he was about to do. Like he used to be like, oh, I'm gonna pull up from the left and I'm gonna splash a three in your face.
Yeah.
And that's just like, yo, that's just like the person who's guarding him, like they'll be thinking about that. Be like, yo, I need to block this shot. I need to block this. You just do it to him.
And he just gets like mentally defeated. That's what I'm saying. I think, I forgot what tennis player it was, but somebody asked him, like, how are you able to do it just before like he went on?
Yeah, yeah.
And he had a really shit game.
And he couldn't do it?
He couldn't, because it wasn't on like autopilot.
Uh-huh.
I feel like
he was thinking about it.
Yeah, I feel like when you're on that level of you're so good at it and you're so fluid with it that you're not thinking, that's when you succeed.
Yeah.
Right? But when you think about it and when you start like thinking every single move, that's when you get nervous, or that's when you like, you know what I mean?
No, that's actually so true, because that happens to me when I'm playing 2K.
When you're playing 2K? Yeah.
Whenever I shoot a free throw in 2K, I'm not thinking about it. But when I really think about it, that's when I miss it. That's when I get the late release.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I really think about it.
You're trying to like line it up with shit. You're like trying to line it up.
But yo, like that can go for anything in life, man. Like,
I think
real.
So, yeah. Because even drawing, you know, when you're trying to keep your hand steady?
Yeah, yeah.
If you think too much about keeping your hand steady, you're going to be
shaking. You're going to be shaking.
Mm-hmm. But if you stay relaxed and like empty your mind, that's when you're so still.
Uh-huh. Like that's why, like, whenever people are focusing like so hard on something, like I always just tell them like just like take a break, after just come back to it and like don't think about it too much.
Yeah, that's so true.
Because I feel like when they do it, like that's when they start to get it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to like, just stepping back and taking a break is a good way to just even evaluate shit.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Because even when you read a book, like there's a right way and there's a wrong way to read books.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that before. I used to just like read that shit. You know what I mean? I used to just go through, read, whatever. But supposedly the right way to read something is to read it, break, and then think about what you read.
Think about.
And then keep reading. Break, think about what you read. But I didn't do that before. And maybe that's why like I didn't take in information as well before.
Yeah, like you don't like retain the information as much.
But I started reading differently now, and then I kind of like use my own thinking as I read. So I read it and I think, okay, what was the meaning of him writing that? Or like why did it mean this way? What's gonna come next?
Yeah.
Instead of just like reading.
Yeah, no, it's definitely true. Like that's definitely how you retain more more of the information.
Mm-hmm. Do you still read to this day? Not really, right?
The only thing I read is manga.
Word.
That's but is that really like reading?
Nah, it's not. Like, not bro, really, it's not. Bro. Cause I'm trying to get back into reading. Yeah.
No, I've been thinking about that too.
Cause like reading. Yeah, like I told you, I was reading that. I'm trying to read that book, 48 Laws of Power.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna say it on here, but the 48 Laws of Power was a book that was banned in prisons.
Yeah.
And it was banned in prisons because supposedly it holds a lot of ways to manipulate somebody. So imagine you finish that book and you become like the great swindler. The greatest con man, the greatest finesser, right? Because a lot of the stuff is in books rather than like online. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
There's a lot of information where you need to read it as like a whole chapter rather than just like cliff notes.
Yeah, it's way different. Reading something online versus in book is way different.
I feel like before, I would even just watch movies and shit, or I would just like watch a documentary.
Yeah.
And it's good. It's really good way to get like the quick way or like the quick gist of things.
Yeah.
But if you really want to break it down for yourself, I think it's really good to just read. Because when you read, do you read in your own voice or do you read it in their voice?
Shoot. I think I read it in my voice.
You read it in your voice?
Yeah, I read it in my voice because that's when I start thinking about it, like in like my head too.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I'm weird because like...
You're reading their voice?
Nah, sometimes. Like if
that's I'm... That's you're reading it, it's like a little shorty. You're making a voice? Hey!
Nah, because I remember we had to read Hunger Games before, right? And I watched the Hunger Games movie before we read it. This was way back.
Yeah.
But I read it in like Jennifer Lawrence's voice. It wasn't my own voice. It was her voice.
You read it in their voice?
Yeah, even same with Diary of Wimpy Kid. Yo, because Diary of Wimpy Kid, though, The books came out before the movie. So I read the books and then I watched the movie. So I was reading it in a different voice before. And then like when the movie came out, like the actor's voice.
You're like, yo, what is this?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is a matchup. So I watched the movie. Then I picked up the new books. And then I'm reading it in his voice. I'm like, ah, oh, it's different. It's not the same. And I feel like after that, I'm like, damn, I don't even like these books no more.
Yo, that's the first time I heard someone read a book like that.
Yeah, that's how I do it, bro. That's how I do it.
Yo, but like, you don't even know what their voice sounds like.
No, you do. Oh, you mean like when you just pick up a book?
When you just pick up a book.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Oh, for example, I just picked up a new book. It's, fuck, what was it called? I think it's the 12 Rules of Life by Jordan Peterson, right? And Jordan Peterson, he talks a certain way. Right when I open the book, I'm reading it in his voice, bro. I'm reading his voice. Like exactly how he says it, like his manners. I'm saying it in my head.
Yo, you might as well just get an audiobook.
I know, low key, I should just get an audiobook. But like, I think it's different, bro. I think it's different. Because reading it yourself, I feel like a visual way. It's something different than just audio. I don't know. But that's just me.
No, I get what you're saying. Because like there's something with like the tones of the voice, like how you say it. Mm-hmm. Because it, like you can say like a sentence in a different tone and it'll mean that's like a totally different thing.
Yeah.
And like you don't know how they're implying that to you just off the words.
Yeah, that's true.
So like, I feel like when you read to yourself, like you can kind of like get that for yourself. Like, you know, if you know what I mean, like
You gotta, and it's a way of like training too.
Yeah.
Cause reading, tell me if I'm wrong. When you've been reading when you're a kid,
You
read a lot, so you're really good at reading and you can pick things up quickly, right? But as you take a break from like reading long books, it's almost as if you're kind of rusty. Am I right?
No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. Cause right now, I'm definitely rusty.
Yeah, like you'll pick it up and you won't be able to read as fast.
Yeah.
Right? Yo, Bill Gates. Somebody asked Bill Gates, what would be your superpower if you could have a superpower in this world? You know what he said? What
did he say?
To be the world's fastest reader. Isn't that crazy?
To be the world's fastest reader?
Fastest reader.
But like are you going to pick up like the information that's fast too?
No, I think that's what he meant by just be able to read everything quickly and then retain that information.
No, that would be a good... imagine if you can clear like 10 books in like an hour.
That'd be crazy.
And like get all that information.
Damn. That's like...
Bro, you actually be overpowered.
That's like downloading freaking software updates and shit, right?
Software updates.
Bro. Damn, that's crazy. No, it's literally like it's literally like you have a freaking like a system. And then like, okay, let's put this mod in. That's literally what it's like.
Yo, cause if you think about you can literally learn anything.
Yeah.
Like, you can learn any trait. Like you can learn any hobby just off reading that. If you're able to like retain that all the information.
No cap. Like, they have books on every single thing in the world.
Everything
in the world, bro.
Yo, it's probably a book on making a podcast, bro.
Yeah, for sure. Everything. And I kind of took that mentality with YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Because anything I wanted to try, I YouTubed it first. Yeah, I YouTubed it first. And a lot of the shit is there, but there's some like niches you wouldn't find a lot of videos on.
No, I do the exact same thing too.
But I always YouTube it first. And then I think that's a good way to like learn shit quickly too. I learn it super fast. Like you don't even have to read like
a
book or whatever.
Because YouTube, that's like the new books for our generation.
It is. Bro, it's sad because I see my little cousins, they don't even read comic books or anything.
Really?
They just play games now.
Yo, comic books and manga and all that, it just hits different.
Like, I know.
It's just a totally different feel.
And I don't know, do you think they're losing like their imagination that way? Because whenever I read a book, I always think of it almost like a movie in my head.
Like, I wouldn't really say that they're losing it. I just think that their imagination is changing.
It's a different way.
Like, yeah, it's like it adapted.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a totally different like imagination from us.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I can't wait to see like how they're going to grow up or like different ways they would think. You know what I mean?
Because like us, like we can like create something from like nothing.
Yeah.
But I feel like them, like they're better at creating like more from something that's already there.
Mm-hmm. Damn, that's deep.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of deep. Don't you wish you just had like a time machine, fam, and can just
I definitely do.
Like, I just want to like go into the future and just see how everything would turn out.
Also go back. I would go back to just like memories, back when like we were kids and all that.
Yeah. Yo, what if there was a machine where you can just like load up your brain and then go back into that spot?
I'll definitely do that.
Right?
Yeah, I'll go back to like elementary school or something.
Yeah.
Yo, I'll go back to Rib Fest. I'll go back to Rib Fest. Cause this guy, it's been 10 years.
Bro, you owe me $1, it's
been
fam. 10,
and you still owe me that dollar, fam. I've been waiting for that dollar for 10 years.
Bro, you still owe me that dollar. Josh is tripping. Yo, he owes me $1.
I'm going back to that day and I'm not buying you the drink. Nah, I'm playing.
Yeah, but bro, imagine you had that machine, right? Imagine everybody had that machine. And then you can just like plug it in, go back to that certain spot. Yo, what if we're in that machine right now?
What you mean? Oh, and us in the future is back in ours.
Yo. Bro. No. You know what would be crazy? What if that machine exists? And every time we go to sleep, it's like we end the machine simulation and then we go again.
And then
but we only know from where our last set was.
Oh.
Bro, okay, this is weird. This is really weird. Because sometimes when I wake up, I feel like I'm a different person.
What do you mean?
I don't know how to explain it, bro. Like sometimes I wake up, I feel like I'm a different person. Like not that I do things differently, but I feel like, man, is this really who I was yesterday?
Yo, it's probably like a different player that's using your machine.
That's what I'm thinking, bro. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, like it's just another person using like the Carlos machine, the Carlos time machine.
Imagine.
And that's why you feel different.
Imagine. Bro, cause look. I said this before to Yavin. I told him, like, imagine you're playing a game.
Yeah.
Let's say you're playing Legend of Zelda, right? You pick up the controller, you're Link. Link in the game still thinks he's Link.
He's Link. Yo, that's how
Link in the game still thinks he's Link.
That's probably how it, bro.
Right?
Imagine no, imagine if that's us.
Exactly.
And people are just playing us.
Exactly.
Like there's like a whole bunch of people playing Josh, a whole bunch of people playing Carlos.
Mm-hmm, but we're still that person.
Yeah, and that's what like they think of us of just like as a character.
Yeah.
Like they don't think of us as like living.
Yo.
Cause yo, imagine if Link's actually living, bro. Like in his world.
That's what he thinks though.
Yo, like imagine if he's just living like just like us.
Yeah. Yo, what if they come out with a game where it's like the AI in it believes it's real, believes it's truly alive, right? Uh-huh. In its game. I'm talking about like Unreal Engine 45, like into the future, right? Yo, it would be exactly like that. Like that character would think everything around it is true reality.
Yeah.
So, and then when we come in and use them to play, bro, they would still think they're in their true reality, but a different player, they don't know. They wouldn't know.
Bro. Oh, man, you see, like it's questions, like it's stuff like this where I can't even, like I can't prove it right or I can't prove it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Because I'm probably never going to find out the answer.
You're never going to find out the answer. That's the thing.
Damn, bro.
But what sucks is like, we know that we would want to do it.
Yeah.
But like, we kind of have, that's what I'm saying. If we had a time machine to go into the future, they probably have that shit, low key.
Probably.
They probably like, do have that shit.
For further down the line, definitely.
Yeah. Bro, going back to like simulation talk again, but we simulate everything, bro. We simulate cooking mama, how to cook, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't think we would simulate life itself?
We'll definitely get to that point where we're going to simulate life.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Bro, okay. I heard this crazy story, and it was about how this guy, he flew, I think it was to Japan.
Yeah.
And when he got there, he was showing the passport, and his passport was to a place called Tryon. Yeah, that's his country. But that's no, not no, place, no. Right? So his country was Torrid. The name of his country was Torrid. Uh-huh. And then the border officer was looking at it like, what is this country? Like, what is this? It's not even real, right? So he was took into custody, right?
Uh-huh.
And they were trying to figure out like, where did you come from?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, okay, call up my employer, call up the hotel I'm supposed to stay at. They'll have everything, right?
Yeah.
So they call up the hotel, check the reservation. No reservation under that name. Mm-hmm. But he knew exactly what hotel, where, what's going on, right?
Yeah.
Then he calls up the employer. The employer's not even there. Doesn't exist. Bro, now take this in. So
that's sketchy.
Time passes by. They go back to like where he was held.
Oh.
His belongings are held like in a locker somewhere, right?
Yeah.
They go back to where he was. Gone. They go to his belongings. The locker's empty. Disappeared.
Wait, what happened to him? Did he disappear too?
He disappeared. So it's almost as if he was from like a different dimension.
And he came back.
And he like glitched out and then fucking he just disappeared.
He's got a... Yo, he there's no trace of him after?
No trace. And then they said that it would have been impossible for him to get his belongings and escape that.
Damn, bro. That's
right.
Damn, this is like, yo, there's literally just nothing.
Just no trace of anything. And he was from a country that never existed.
That never existed.
He pointed it out on the map and it wasn't there.
Yo, like, imagine. I want to know like what spot he pointed at.
I know. Maybe. Yo, exactly. What if the place he was from changed because of like a world war that didn't happen in his reality?
In his reality, yo.
Right? Well, what if it's from the dimension where like Hitler won?
No, damn, that's crazy.
Yo, you know what's really crazy, fam? So I looked into like some NASA conspiracy. They landed on the moon on Adolf Hitler's birthday. They landed on the moon on Hitler's birthday.
On his birthday?
On his birthday.
Yo, you know about the blue beam theory?
Yeah.
So, and like, they're trying to like create the new world order, kind of. Mm-hmm. Or like the great reset.
Oh yeah, that's with like the fake alien invasion right? Yeah.
Yo, but like, if you think about it, wasn't Hitler trying to do like the same thing, but was like without all the aliens? Like, he was wasn't he trying to do like a reset too, kind of? Or was that tripping?
I think. No, because I remember at one point, Germany was so down bad from the First World War.
Yeah.
Because of the Treaty of Versailles, that they had to burn their money to keep warm. Like, their money held no value.
Yeah, because like the inflation and all that.
Yeah. So I think something like that. That's why World War II started. Because they blamed Germany for World War I.
Because like, I can see them wanting to like do a reset.
Yeah.
Like, just because like all that happened.
Bro.
Bro, that's and like, if somehow they have ties to NASA, bro, what do you think is gonna happen next?
Fam, I've been hearing shit about how like NASA has ties to Freemasons and everything like that. Cause just like I said, like, they landed on Hitler's birthday, and I believe they landed when the Earth's tilt was like a 30-30 degree, and a 33 is the highest number, highest level you can get in Freemasonry.
Yo, you it.
Bro, but we talked a lot about Freemasons. I don't want to like. I don't want no smoke.
The last one was crazy.
I don't want no smoke.
The last one, not a little too much.
But bro, here's the thing. Like, we know that shit exists, and we know kind of their mindset at where like they want the world to move in the direction of, right? Mm-hmm. And there's things that show up, whether it be like in politics and shit.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of obvious though? Like, why aren't people questioning shit? For example, like censorship.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like taking away rights. For example, like the Great Reset. Remember the summit?
Wait, what summit?
The recent summit of all the leaders.
Oh yeah, that one.
Bro, that one was kind of sketch. Did you see the videos?
Yeah. Are you talking about the G7 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Bro, that was kind of sketch.
Bro, there's something wrong with that video. Like you know the video where like they're all standing together.
Yeah. And they're like, together, we're gonna change something.
Yeah.
Bro.
No,
that kind of sounds like the Great Reset shit.
And yo, these news creep. Yo, remember the last time when we did the pod and we're talking about like the Freemason and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that was the day of the Blood Moon.
Yeah.
Remember after remember like what happened like after we said that, and after like all the power went out.
Oh yeah.
And after. And then I remember you texting me and you're like, yo, that you saw a UFO outside or something.
Fam, I forgot to tell you. So the day we recorded that episode,
that it was scary, bro.
Our power went out because of the blood moon shit. Yeah. No, it was because it was a blood moon and because of the solar flares same day. But our power actually went out.
Everywhere. Went out. The whole city.
Yeah,
like
so.
The whole city.
I don't know what I saw, but I saw like a light. It just flew by quick. But it could have been a shooting star. That's why I didn't know for sure.
And you know what's crazy? Yo, remember that one video I sent you of the UFO?
Yeah.
In my house?
Oh.
You remember that video, bro?
That was your house?
It was my neighbor's house.
No.
It was my house? That's from my neighbor's house. After you might have to show the video.
Yeah, I gotta show the video.
Bro, it's crazy. Because I can't even explain it. Damn, okay. Because like the shape of it, there's no way it could have been a plane. There's no way it could have been a drone.
It was pretty much like a huge object, a huge shadow that casted over like the area. It just flew by.
It just zoomed by. And I literally have no explanation of what it could be.
Like, it couldn't have been a bird, though. That's the thing.
Because it wouldn't create a shadow like that.
And it was, why was it like a disc?
Yeah, it was a disc, too. And it couldn't have been a plane because I was home when that happened. So if it actually was a plane and it was flying like low enough to create a shadow like that, I feel like I heard the plane. I would have heard that.
Did you see the new like FBI or no, the new CIA UFO documents and shit?
Oh, no, I didn't see them yet. I didn't see them.
Bro, so this is like real documentation of things they've seen and they have no answer for.
Mm-hmm.
It clearly states like real UFOs they think were there. And I think there's some footage too. I remember Joe Rogan posted it.
Yeah.
It was like over the sea. It was like this kind of like dome shape. It's kind of like a disc shape, right? Like the classic UFO, we think of a disc.
Like, yeah, the disc in a circle.
So it went zoomed. It was hovering. And then it plopped into the water and disappeared.
Because, yo, like, if you think about it, I don't think we don't have technology that, or we don't have stuff that can do that.
We don't.
That can move in that position, the way it did.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have stuff like that.
Bro, and then I heard some shit how, like, the government may have traded information with the aliens to get that.
I heard something about that, too.
Right?
Yo, I heard that, like, the government actually traded humans. Like, they gave humans to the aliens.
What?
So, like, they can, like, experiment on. After, like, the aliens gave the government stuff back.
Like, technology.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
That's what I heard, bro.
What do you think's next for the world, fam? Because I know something's coming up.
Damn. What I think is next?
Something's coming up, bro.
It's kind of dark, bro. Kind of dark. But I feel like there's going to be, like, a next plague. Yeah. That's what I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Is gonna happen,
like zombie type shit, something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I feel like that stuff is gonna happen before like all the aliens and like extraterrestrial stuff.
That's fucked.
I know.
Why are we living a movie all of a sudden, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Like right when 2020 hit,
and yo, the crazy part is no one's talking about this.
I know.
Like I barely hear anybody talking about the stuff that the government just released on like the UFO sightings.
You know why though? I feel like even it's hard to say, like, well, what if all this UFO shit is just a distraction too?
But like, what would they be distracting us from?
Something even crazier, man. Imagine. Cause like, bro, have you seen the news recently?
Mm-hmm.
Hella shit on aliens. We never seen that stuff before.
Never.
We never seen them talk about aliens on the news before. Right?
Yeah, they'll never think back then.
How come all of a sudden, like the past few months, aliens this, it's aliens that. Obama was on one of the news broadcasts talking about aliens, bro.
Oh, yeah, I saw a clip of that.
Come on, man. Something's fishy.
And like Obama, like his answers were so skeptical. They're so fishy, bro.
I know.
The answers that Obama was saying, they're so skeptical.
Yeah.
I don't believe what he said.
Yeah. Okay. Do you believe like a lot more people are getting quote unquote woke?
Damn, man, that's hard to say. But I think we are. I think so.
Because I heard this thing how this is like an astrology shorty I saw on TikTok.
I don't know if I trust them.
she was saying how there's a worldwide awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like more and more people are opening up their third eye. More and more people are becoming more woke to like their situation and shit. And it's becoming to the point where like it's becoming harder to fool us with shit. That's why you see more conspiracies coming up. Yeah,
for sure.
That's why you see, especially in this time, in a time where conspiracy is
basically everywhere.
Is everywhere. It's almost like you can make a conspiracy about anything.
Because yo, back in the day, like bro, they were, well, whatever like the government or the news put out, mm-hmm. they wouldn't question it. They'll just like straight out believe it.
You know what I think it is too? Is because like we put so much more trust back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then now when things come out where it proves that they lied about certain shit, that's when our trust was lost. And now we're questioning it.
Yeah, because like now like we can prove them wrong in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have the technology to do that.
Yo. And then here comes the censorship.
I know. That's what I'm seeing. And that's what they're trying to take away from us.
What's the plan, bro? Where are we going?
let's see.
We can't disclose it. You gotta like.
I'm going to the moon, bro. Yeah, they ain't gonna censor me there.
Word.
They can censor me on the moon. They can censor me on Mars.
Bro, ever since we had that talk like about the moon and shit before, whether the moon landing was fake.
Uh-huh.
I've been looking at the moon recently and like, damn.
It seems fake to you?
Nah. It's like, well, I feel like there has to be more to it.
Yeah, no, there has to be.
Is it really just a rock?
It has to be.
Is it really just a rock, like nothing else on it?
Like, I remember that one thing you said about the other side of the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And how like that can like hold like a civilization on the other side or something.
Yeah.
Or like you said something like around that line.
Like something's hidden. Something's hidden.
So something's hidden.
Like something they don't want us to know about. Yo, there's this video of I think it was Neil Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
Someone brought a Bible to him and he's like, if you landed on the moon, say you swear on the Bible right now that you were on the moon And he's like, I'm not gonna do blah, blah. And then there's another one where this little girl asked him. She was like, did you really land on the moon? And then he's like, he took a break, right? He's like,
He didn't know what to say.
He couldn't process it. You're a little bit young to like ask that question.
That's so sketch, bro.
Yeah, but why didn't he just say yes? I did.
That's so sketchy.
Like, if you land on the moon, you would.
I'll be saying that to everybody.
You would wear that shit on your chest. You know
I'll
what I mean?
Wearing that everywhere.
You'd wear that shit on your chest, like I landed on the moon. But he's
scared.
Yeah, he didn't say it like he actually did it. He fumbled on it.
Nah,
interesting,
it's
right?
Be sketch. And I don't know why we're not going to the moon more. And like we're focusing more on Mars. Like well, why are we avoiding the moon?
I don't know.
Like we think about it, like they're investing like all their money into like basically Mars and like our solar system.
Yo, Elon Musk he sold his last house.
He sold his last house?
Yeah, he sold his last house.
Like on Earth?
On Earth. Yeah, he sold it to fund shit on Mars. Fam, I feel like everybody's moving or like everybody's liquidating their shit to move. Like they know something's gonna happen. They're cutting.
I would definitely do that.
Right?
If I was like Elon Musk, I'm definitely on that.
I feel like they're cutting, like they know something's gonna happen down there.
I'm telling you, I feel like the first people to like actually live on Mars, they're gonna be some of the most powerful people in the world.
Like now. Jeff Bezos.
I'm telling you.
Right? Elon.
Yo, those people they're gonna run the population.
Yeah. Damn, bro. I'm thinking about it more. I'm like, what if they're like the last humans alive?
Damn, though.
Imagine those are like the last, like the people on Mars. Let's say there's a whole colony on Mars.
Yeah.
Some natural disaster, some apocalypse happens to the world. Damn. And then Mars is like the new planet. Like no life exists in the universe besides on Mars now.
Natural like is run by like all those higher ups.
Yeah.
Like Elon Musk and all that.
That's crazy.
I feel like that's what they're trying to do.
That'd be crazy.
I feel like that's what they're trying to do, man.
Well, what if they lied to us and then Mars actually has oxygen and shit? Imagine, bro. Imagine.
Yo, imagine like on Mars, is this a big green screen?
Oh, yo. Oh,
but when you really go, there's like a whole bunch of like plants and life and all that.
Oh my God, bro.
I'll be so cheesed.
Yo, there's this fucking, there's some sketch video I saw. It was like, it was footage of astronauts in space.
Uh-huh.
And then he was like attached to a bungee cord when he was doing his flip. So
nah, I swear to God.
So they were pretending like they were in space, but they weren't actually in space. Apparently, I don't know.
Nah, there's no way.
I don't know, bro. But what happened was he was holding something and then he dropped it by accident and then it just fell normally. Like he was holding something, he dropped it, and then it just felt like a normal object. And everybody else around him was like looking at it, like, "Bro, you fucked up."
Yo, come on, bro.
But I don't know if I believe in that though. I don't know if I believe in like the space is fake and shit like
the
that.
Space fake? It's definitely not fake, bro.
Yeah, I don't think it's fake. I don't think it's fake. But they do have a point. Those people do have a point where like we can't prove it. Only they can.
But with space?
Yeah.
Nah, there's no way that's fake, man.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's fake at all. But
like, I know, like those people who say like, oh, like we're all in the dome, like we're just in the big dome and
like
all
the
that.
You heard of that? The firmament.
Nah, I'm thinking. Yeah. Nah, what is that?
So pretty much, it's like the dome, and then we can't get out of this firmament that's holding us in.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, and then I think there was a beer company that made a commercial and it was kind of teasing they know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it showed them going up into space and then breaking through the firmament.
Yeah.
And then like everything was water above it. Yeah. All of a sudden he was in the ocean.
Cause I came like sometimes when I look up in the sky,
mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like I see a dome kind of.
Me too, bro. Like,
no, like you get those too.
I feel like it's because I learned in school. I learned that the world is round. So yeah, whenever I look at the sky, I don't see it flat. I just see it. I see it as a dome.
Yeah, you see it as a dome. Cause like, yo, like I swear, sometimes I see like it's like glass or something.
Word.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
That's crazy, bro. But bro, I don't know, man. What if we're just all like an aquarium for aliens, bro?
I don't.
Like an aquarium. We're part of the zoo. Yeah, we're like an ant hill type thing.
Ant hill.
You know what I'm talking about? You know those ant, like, what do you call those?
Yeah, like the colony.
The terrarium.
Yeah.
The ant colonies, right?
Yeah, the ant colonies.
What if the world is just like that?
Ooh, we probably aren't.
Bro.
We are like more times, we probably aren't.
You think giants exist?
Giants? Definitely on other planets. Yo, mm-hmm. have you heard of the All Tomorrows?
What's that?
It's basically, it's kind of like a prediction of how humans will evolve.
Nah,
like in the future and like on different planets. There's supposed to be another race that's supposed to come to human. Like it's supposed to like come to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what their job is, to make us evolve into something that's like kind of useless, or just something that has one job.
What the fuck?
So like, they'll take a group of people, and after they'll like make them evolve into like people that can like dig holes and all that stuff, and like that'll be their only job, to like dig holes.
What the hell?
After, yo, it's like a whole like 40-minute video of like human like evolution and all that stuff, and like how we could evolve into that.
Word.
And after there's one group of like evolution is for it's for humans that did like messed up stuff in their life.
Yeah,
their job is to basically just be material. So they're just a block. Those aliens, they use those blocks to like build their houses and all that stuff.
That's dark, bro.
And after, so basically your job is to just suffer for your whole life.
That's dark, man.
And just you're just a material for your whole life, and you're just suffering.
That's messed up, bro.
It's crazy. Yo, like I couldn't even finish the whole video because it was actually crazy. I only finished like half of it.
I talked about this one with RJ, but we talked about how, imagine aliens were farming us.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what would they be farming us for, though?
Whether it be like organs, food, whatever it may be, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine they're farming us like cattle. If you think about it, in nature, that's what we do already.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what we do. Yo, do you know what reminds me of?
What?
Yeah, have you watched Promised Neverland?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what we said.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just like that.
Yeah,
reminds
me of that. And that's what, like, they keep like a select few.
Mm-hmm.
So like, right, probably like our select few is probably like the Elon Musk and all that.
Yeah.
To like help them.
The smart ones.
Yeah, yeah. Bro. Imagine we're in that.
Do you think, I feel like, okay, going back to Elon Musk, we said it's different. I feel like Elon Musk definitely has a different like brain, or he's like a mutant type thing, you know?
Yeah, probably.
Right? Because super intelligence is a mutation, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it definitely is. Well, I'm telling you, yo. Like,
they should just gather all the mutants, fam, in the world, like Avengers.
Yo, I kind of feel like there was another race of humans before.
What do you mean?
Like there was another group of humans that were like, damn, I don't explain it. Because like there's some people on this earth that are like, they're just different. Like they're not like regular humans.
Yeah.
So what happened if there was like, if like way back when like humans were like cavemen and all that stuff, like there was like another group of us that evolved differently further down the line. Like that's what like Elon Musk was. Like he was like part of that group.
Cause whenever I look at Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg, they look weird.
That's what I'm saying. They look weird. And Jeff Bezos. Like,
they look weird.
There's something about their face that just looks
it's different. It's in the eyes.
The eyes. Maybe that's it.
I think it's the eyes, bro. It's not that they're robots. It's almost as if like, it literally feels like they're aliens.
That's what it feels like.
Maybe they are, bro.
Because like, I feel like the eyes, like that's what makes us human. Like that's such like,
it's kind of like you see their soul, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah, bro. I don't know, man. Because I don't know. It's hard to prove, but it's hard to like.
It's something that you can't explain, but you can just feel it.
Yeah.
You just know.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't explain it.
Would you ever want to be like that rich, though? Would you ever want to be like them?
I feel like, not really. Because I feel like when you're that rich, like, what else can you do?
Do you think they're happy, though?
I don't think so. I don't really think so, man.
I don't even know.
Because like, I feel like if I was that rich, like, I would just, like, what would I have to do? Like, I would have everything, basically.
Yeah. Because I'm really thinking deep.
Uh-huh.
Because even though the richest people in the world,
yeah,
happiness changed for them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They see happiness differently. And I feel like, I think Dan Bilzerian said this on a podcast before. He said, for him to be happy, he would have to like do something very extraordinary to please him.
Yeah.
It's just like, if you have your income right now and somebody gifted you a Ferrari.
Yeah.
You'd be ecstatic. You'd be like, holy shit, you gave me a Ferrari, right?
Yeah.
Now for a man like Elon Musk, you give him a Ferrari.
That's nothing. It's
like, why didn't you give me a Lambo? Yeah. You know what I mean? Why didn't you give me something else?
Uh-huh.
So to him, it's nothing. Even though it's the same amount of price, the happiness, the reward won't suit him because he's been pushed to that top already.
Yeah,
because
he's so high up. But like, if you think for those people who are high up, what do you think is their like version of Ferrari to us?
I don't know, bro.
That's the thing, because I don't think it's something like materialistic.
It can't be materialistic because anymore.
They can just buy it.
Yeah.
Like it has to be something that's on another level.
Yeah, bro. Because even I think sometimes like, just chilling with friends and shit, right?
Yeah.
That's a feeling of happiness, right?
Mm.
I feel like that holds so much more value than especially materialistic things.
Yeah, for sure.
Because materialistic things, you're always chasing that heightened experience. Mm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's say you get happy from buying a video game.
Yeah.
And you get more happy by buying another video game, blah, blah, blah. The list goes on. You know what I mean? Like, it's a never-ending cycle.
Yeah.
But chilling with your friends is a happiness where you'll always have no matter what.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like,
that's actually true.
Money can't really buy that, right?
Yeah. So, well, like, how would they get that? Because they're on a different level. That's the thing.
I don't know.
So, like who knows? Like, maybe that's what Elon Musk is trying to do with, like, going to Mars. Like, maybe Mars, that's his Ferrari.
Maybe. But he thinks on such a different level where it's like, nobody on the world thinks like him, though.
Mm.
Nobody in the world thinks like him. Yeah, I don't know, bro. I mean, I would never want to be Elon Musk, and he probably would never want to be me either.
You never know, fam. Yo, he probably watches this podcast.
No, I mean, but like, moral of the story is like, just be happy who you are.
Yeah, that's true. Because, like, yo, you can't change it. Like, you are who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You might as well just play it out.
Yeah. And whatever makes you happy, don't let anybody knock on what makes you happy, because
yeah, that's true.
Shit, that's what you have. That's what makes you happy. And if they hate on your shit because they can't have it,
mm-hmm.
then that's their problem,
that's
not yours.
That's a good one. I feel like everyone should follow that, man.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, like, not a lot of people want to follow that because they're afraid to get judged.
Yeah.
And they're afraid, like, to take those L's.
Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing, is like, you just have to push through the L's, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Just push through the L's. Don't even care about what anybody else thinks, because at the end of the day, if you live by their judgment,
yeah,
then you're living up to a standard that's not yours.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And if you're living up to a standard that's not yours, then how are you going to be happy?
Yeah. Because I feel like if I get to the point where I just don't care what people think,
mm-hmm.
I feel like that's when I'm going to be the most happy. Like, when I'm absolutely, like, 100% being me.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the point.
Mm.
And I feel like that's basically for everybody, too.
And you know what? I feel like that's how we felt when we were kids.
Yeah, that's true.
When you're a kid, that's exactly how you felt. Like, that's you didn't true. Give a shit about what anybody else
thought. That's what I'm saying. Like, right? That's why everybody was, like, more happy when they're a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Or they had their happiest moments, like, in childhood.
Yeah. And you know what, bro? When I was a kid, I was so freaking, like, I was shy, but only because I was brought up in a way, don't talk to strangers.
Yeah, yeah.
Know what I mean?
Like, that's how you were brought up.
Or, like, even in the high school movies or media we see,
yeah,
there's always, like, oh, don't say something stupid. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
you know
what
I'm talking about?
Yeah. But, yo, just say something stupid, bro.
Yeah, but who cares if you say something stupid,
that's
right?
That's what I'm saying. Yo, like, no one's going to remember this for a while. Like,
exactly.
Like, whatever. They're going to think it's stupid for, like, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And their life will just go by. Like, who cares?
Yeah, exactly, bro. All right, we'll end it off on there.
Right,
that was a good point to leave it off on.
Nah, that was good.
All right, thanks for coming through again, Josh.
I bet.
Appreciate it.
Great being here, man.
We can have you all the time on these podcasts. Yeah, if you guys want to watch our vlogs, link in bio to my new channel. Join the Discord if you haven't joined the Discord already. Link in bio too. And yeah, Jumpers Jump out.
All right, peace.